Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself
standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Edition of Weekdays with Murph. You know, from a time to time, I enjoy bringing on a fellow radio host to give them an opportunity to chat about how their shows got started, and to hopefully give them a few more listeners. Well, that's exactly what we're doing today, as we have Travis of Gabtown Divas on the Talk Shoe Network, sitting down to chat with us about how his show got started, some of the biggest guests he's ever interviewed, and if he's ever been starstruck on air. Now, Travis is somebody that I consider a very dear friend in the radio world, so I'm pretty excited to have him on. This should be a good time. And as always, I'm joined by my esteemed colleague, Emily. Hey, Em, how are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And it looks like we've got a Travis on, so we'll just go ahead and bring him on, okay?
All right.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
I really appreciate
you. Thanks for coming.
Doing this on on fairly short notice. I really appreciate it, man.
Oh, my gosh. Not a problem. Anything for you, Cody. You know that. And for your fabulous new co-host that I just got the pleasure of meeting via Twitter. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be a great time, and I just appreciate this so much.
You know, and I'll say this at the end of the show, too. You're welcome to come on at any time.
Well, thanks, Cody. That's really sweet of you, and I know you guys are so busy with all your shows that you do, and you have so much going on all the time. You have such great guests. So for you to have me on here to be a guest on your show tonight is quite the honor, so I really appreciate it.
Before we get started, Em, did you have a shout-out that you wanted to mention?
Yes, happy birthday to our awesome friend, Leah. She calls us all the time. We love you.
Absolutely.
She said not to mention her age. She said this is her last 30-something birthday. So, you guys, you can find her on Twitter if
you
want to
figure it out.
She's at LizFL33 if you guys want to find her and say happy birthday.
Right.
So, happy birthday, Leah.
Happy birthday, Leah.
Happy 18th birthday, Leah.
Yeah, 28. She's 28 today. That's what we're going to go with because,
right, we're
going
with 28. So, Travis, how did you get into this whole crazy world of radio?
It is quite a crazy world, isn't it? I run a Days of Our Lives fan page. I've been running it for, about 3 years now. And I had a whole bunch of different role players that were on the page. Because I'm a huge Days of Our Lives fan. So one of the role players and I became a whole bunch of us became good friends. At that time, the page was a role-playing page, and now it's just a page where I just put my thoughts and comments. I kind of got out of the role-playing page, and people left, people stayed, people move on and whatever. So now it's just me running the page, and fans, just comment on the page. But at that time, we had role players, and one of the role players, her name is Sandy. She's from California. We were talking, and I had said that I thought it'd be fun to start a radio show because I had seen some other radio shows online. And I said, I think it'd just be fabulous just to start one and to talk about Days of Our Lives, the week in Days of Our Lives. So Sandy says, I'll do it with you. So we started it, and that was what our show initially was, just to, once a week talk about the week recap of Days of Our Lives, and then we mentioned a few other shows like Glee and, RuPaul's Drag Race and just a few things. And then we'd get off the air and we had people call in to talk about Days. So that was how it pretty much started.
Awesome. And my next question is, who are some of the biggest guests you've ever had on your show?
Gosh, I have had, everyone is, just to have a star on your show is huge. So everyone is quite amazing. I had the honor of having Michelle Stafford from Young and the Restless. She's I just think she's an icon from the soap world. She's one of the big stars. I've had Michelle Visage. She's from RuPaul's Drag Race. She's one of RuPaul's best friends. She was on my show twice. I've had Lauren Coswell, who plays Kate DeMera on Days of Our Lives. She's been on my show twice. Who else have I had? Just everyone. Freddie Smith from Days of Our Lives, who plays Sonny. He's huge. Billy B, who's a makeup artist. He was on my show. I've had, just random. Everyone I've had, I consider just huge and iconic. There's not one person.
Right.
I've had Brandon Hilton, who's an upcoming star. He's a self-uprising star, so he doesn't have anyone that's helping him. He's doing this himself, and he's been on my show before. It's been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very blessed.
I'll go ahead and tell my story of how I got into this. I've been a a General Hospital fan since probably 02 or 03. And I got into this crazy world of radio, as I call it. August 20th of 2012 was my first interview. How I got into it was I had a few friends that ran their own shows, and I'd call in a time or two and spoke to a star or two, and I figured, you know, if they can do it, I can do it. So I started it in August of 2012, and it's been going ever since. So.
And
so awesome.
I got here because Cody followed me on Twitter randomly one day, and then he tweeted me and was like, I host a show, you should check it out. And then I was like, you should do a show at the end of every week to talk about, like, the week's worth of GH. And then he was like, would you want to do it with me? And I was like, of course, like, why not? And then it went well the first time, so I took permanent residency here.
Absolutely. And this lady has done more for the show in 2 months than I have in 2 years.
Aw, thank you. I try.
So.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
You know, and I've had the opportunity to chat with, like you said, some of the most humble, down-to-earth people in the soap world probably ever. So, soap stars are great, aren't they?
Yeah,
yes.
They really are. They're really, really wonderful, and they're, you know, they're there for their fans, and they're so easy to get along with. They're so respectful, and they love to chat, and they love to just talk about, you know, what's going on the show, and, you know, what the fans like, and, you know, it's just, they're awesome, so.
I do remember when I called into your show, you had Jen Lilly on.
Yes.
And me and Jen have gotten pretty close over the years, so. That was a highlight, you know. When I had a Jen on my show in January of last year, that was a highlight for me. So.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, you've had her on a few times, I saw. So that's really cool, Cody.
Yeah. And I did have kind of like a fun kind of question for you. Have you ever been a starstruck on air? Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to this person.
You know, I have a few times, actually. I mean, it's just when you're doing a show and you have someone that you have watched and, you know, somehow you've watched for years or some you haven't watched for years or whatever, you know, it's just a high. Like, I had one of the drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race, Latrice Royale, and just having Latrice on and his big black voice and just how he's so, he was so empowering when he was on Drag Race and he came on. It was just, that was one of the highs from me. I mean, one of my first shows I had was Christy Clark and Patrick Muldoon, who played Carrie and Austin on Days of Our Lives. They were on my show. And for it being the first show, of course, I was very starstruck, you know. That was another big show for me. I've had, you know, X Factor star, had Paige from a few years ago. I had Jada from American Idol. He was the one who was like kind of not transgendered. I thought he was, but he wasn't. But he was dressed in black and like more feminine. He was on a few seasons back on American Idol. I had a Glee Project star, Abraham. That was really cool. I mean, we had, like, over 500 people that were in the chat room that night.
Wow.
And we had about, like, 40 callers, and I could only take, obviously, like, 10, 15.
Wow.
That.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was one of my biggest shows.
That's pretty awesome.
Dylan, Susan Hayes, I've had them on. They play Doug and Julie on Days of Our Lives. They're just phenomenal. I mean, I'm trying to think of all these beautiful people that I've had on. I mean, I've had over I've had 93 shows, and 85 of the shows, 88 were with guests.
Wow. And I do remember you recently celebrated your 2-year anniversary on the show, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. That was 2 weeks ago. I had the anniversary show. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I was very psyched. I had some beautiful people call in, friends, you know, of the radio past, you know, co-hosts, fellow co-hosts, you know, in the radio show world, you know, listeners. It was just a fun time. You called in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. Emily, did you have any questions for him?
Let's see what Emily has written down. Okay. So let me admit that first. I didn't really do any work for this interview because, you know, I'm really lazy. But I have questions from the last interview we did. So, well, it's okay because we're all just hanging out. So, okay, what are your, like, favorite shows on TV and, like, what's on your DVR right now?
What are my favorite shows? My favorite shows on TV at this moment are Dancing with the Stars, well, Dancing with the Stars, of course, and Young and the Restless, my two soaps. Dancing with the Stars, The Voice, American Idol is here and there because I have a hard time with the show this year on American Idol. But I love Glee. I'm a huge Glee. I've been a Glee fan for, like, ever. Bates Motel, let's see, The Americans, RuPaul's Drag Race, of course. That's, like, right up there in my number 1, 2, 3. I am a huge fan of pretty much all of those. I'm trying to think what else. What else is on Wednesday nights? Yeah, that's a lot of what's my favorite shows are. American Horror Story, when it's back on in the fall, I love American Horror Story. On my DVR right now, I have Hello Ross. It's on Friday nights at 11 on E. I just think he's crazy. And he always has, like, fun stars. And he just shows, like, a half hour, but he's just, like, very flamboyant, more flamboyant than I am, so he's fun to watch. I have Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. He's on there. I recorded his show, so like a half hour. He's on Bravo. He's really fun. And he's like a mix between me and Chris Ross Matthews, so he's like kind of like in the middle. I have The Americans on my DVR. I have some concerts. Like I have Tina Turner concert, Elton John concert, Beatle concert. I have the Daytime Emmy Awards from last year because I recorded it when Days of Our Lives won and Chandler Massey won. So that's a lot of what's on my DVR and the shows I like.
I love Dancing with the Stars, so does Cody. So who are your favorites on there this year?
On Dancing with the Stars? Oh, my God. Well, I have always been a Mark Dallas fan. I just adore him so much. I don't know why, but I just love him. So, and I just think he's really good looking. As well. And so I like him. Candace, I have a hard time with sometimes because she's kind of been, like, very conservative in her dancing. But she's kind of getting out of her shell, and I like Mark, so I want them to stay. I do like Val as a pro. His partner is awesome because I remember her from the Wonder Years. She played Winnie.
Mm-hmm.
And who else do I like? Who's there right now? Oh, of course. James from Big Time Rush, right?
Yeah.
He's beautiful. He's just beautiful. He's a great dancer.
Isn't
too.
I love the Schmierkowski brothers. Like, I want both of them. So, you know, I love them so much. They're so hot, and so is Derek Huff. I just want to marry everyone. As Cody knows, I propose to people on this show all the time. So.
Yes, you do.
But, you know, yeah, whatever. No biggie. They don't hear it, I hope. So, you know. But,
you should listen to one of our Friday night shows, Travis.
This is one of your Friday night shows? What is?
You should listen to one of our Friday night shows. This lady over here proposes to everybody on Friday night.
No, I don't. I propose to one person over and over again. I'm in love with Tyler Christopher from General Hospital, Prince Nicholas Castine. I want to marry this man. Okay, every time that he gets brought up on a show, I'm like, Tyler, if you're listening somewhere out there, let's get married. Like, this happens way often, like way more often than it should. But, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. But it's like me with Chandler Massey. Like, Chandler Massey, I have so much respect for Chandler Massey as an actor. When he was on Days, I fell in love with him as a character because I mean, coming out, I've been out for 11 years. So watching Chandler portray a gay man coming into his own, coming out of the closet and finding himself reminded a lot of, you know, me and my coming out process, except he found love in, you know, Freddie Smith, who plays Sonny on Days of Our Lives. I mean, their characters found love. I have yet to find love like that. But, you know, I fell in love with Chandler as an actor, and now Chandler's not on Days anymore. Guy Wilson's on there, so I'm falling in love with Guy Wilson as an actor. I think Guy Wilson's just beautiful. He's amazing. He's such a great guy. Class act. I have so much respect for him. Freddie Smith, of course, as well, is, you know, an amazing guy. But Freddie is taken by his girlfriend. These two guys are not. So, you know, I have to respect Freddie in that way. But, I mean, there's so many beautiful people to watch on TV, and to say someone's beautiful, whether they're straight and you're gay, or whether you're gay, you know what I mean, vice versa, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're admiring their beauty, you know what I mean, and I think that's something that you can respect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cody, I have one other person I found I want to marry. Well, I've wanted to marry this guy for a long time. Okay, you know I love Law & Order SVU. That's my favorite primetime show. Well, I want to marry Detective Elliot Stabler, who was played by Christopher Maloney, who was also on Surviving Jack on Fox. He's gorgeous, too. And plus he was a cop, and I feel like that was really a trap. Like, he was so hot as a cop, and like, oh, man, I want to marry him, too, except he could probably be my father, but that's okay. And so could, what's his name? Tyler. Like, they could all be my father, but that's cool. But no, you need to watch Law & Order. If you have not seen this man, Google him. Because he's attractive, and you will thank me later.
Okay, wait, what's his name again?
Christopher Maloney.
Sorry, I'm going. I was trying to get on Google, and it took forever.
He was on this web series called Oz, which where he was like a prison series. And
I know what you're talking about, yeah. You think you like older men, girl.
Well, let me go on a really fast rant. This will take 20 seconds. Young men, these days are ridiculous. Your pants hanging around your whatever area you'd like to call that is ridiculous. Saying the word, like, swag in every sentence is also ridiculous, and thinking that Justin Bieber is a baller is also ridiculous. If you're of my age or in your 20s, you need to act like an adult. You do not need to act like an idiot. This is why I have such a problem with people my age, and this is why...
Preach it, sister. Preach it.
This is why that all of my celebrity male crushes could be possibly my father, and some of them could be my grandfather, but we're not going to get into that. but because Rick Springfield, cough, you know. But he's like 70. That's bad. That one is... Actually, he's only 65. He's not 70, so don't judge me.
Wow.
But Rick Springfield, you know. So, whatever. Young men are ridiculous. This is why I have to search elsewhere.
You are.
I don't do that in real life. I don't do that in real life. Let me make a disclaimer. I don't date, like, old people, everyone. I date people. Well, I only date guys that are at least a year older than me, like high school wise. I'm a junior, so I won't date anyone that's younger than me or like the same exact age as me. Like if it's a guy, it has to be older than me at least a year in high school because they're ridiculous. So yeah.
Just promise me you'll be careful. Like I don't even know you. We never met, but I'm gonna think of you now like a little sister. So you need to be on your best behavior, okay?
Oh,
and
don't
give you a hard time. You let your older sister know, and I'll go kick some ass, okay?
Okay, I will. You know, I think Cody feels the same way. I think Cody would do the same. I feel like he's defensive, too, so, you know.
I would in a heartbeat.
So, yeah. But I'm home. You guys don't have to worry, because I'm actually, like, I do school from my house, so I don't get out much, which is apparently not that bad, because, you know. But I don't get out much, so it's, you know, no worries, everyone.
Well, you have this online world now, so you have all of us.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. I have all my radio friends. Yep, everyone is, I feel.
I want to disclaimer
super fast. Zachary Garrett, who plays the new guy on GH, what's his name, Levi, is coming on our show on Tuesday night, and this is the sweetest human being ever. Like, he's been DMing me for, like, 3 days trying to schedule this, and he is, like, the nicest guy ever, like, with his X's and O's and every message and smiley faces and, like, you know, he's amazing, and I love him, and we're going to be besties. So.
And I have an announcement real quick, too. I've been trying to get this person on for months, and it finally worked. Jade Harlow will be on my will be on the show the 15th. Jade Harlow.
He is such a Jade fanboy. I love it so much. Cody loves Jade Harlow so much. It's adorable. Like,
she's always an absolute doll.
She is, and he's always texting me, like, we're going to get Jade, we're going to get Jade, we're going to get Jade, we're going to get Jade. This has been going on for a month. I started to think that Cody just procrastinates, and then I realized he's actually working on it. Then today he texts me, like, I'm freaking out, and I'm like, why? And he's like, Jade Harlow.
Biggest freak out moment ever.
Yes, so.
So, Jade will be on our show the 15th. So, mark
that
on your calendar.
Which means I have to watch The Bay. Travis, do you watch The Bay? The online show?
No, I have yet to watch The Bay.
It's amazing, but I'm so behind, so I need to catch up. Like, it's really good, and it has, like, so many great actors and actresses on it. Like, everyone that you can imagine is on this show, and I just need them to, like, I need to catch up because I'm so behind. But, like, just when you think you've seen everyone, somebody like Eileen Kristen
pops up,
and you're like, Delia, because I started screaming when she came up
in season one. You have a Tristan Rogers, of course,
Mary
Jade Harlow.
Mary Beth Evans. Lily Melgar.
Lily,
I love Lily so much.
A daytime royalty is basically on this show.
Jackie Zeman's on there, too. It's everyone amazing on this show. So,
a daytime royalty, I mean.
Yeah.
It's a chock full of daytime royalty. So.
I'm sad, though, because you know that one guy? I don't know his name. He was in season one, and then halfway through season one, they were like, this role is now being played by this guy. And I was like, but I like the other guy. What the heck?
That's funny.
No biggie.
That's funny.
Anyway. All a day in the life of me watching 5 million soap operas and then Law & Order the rest of the day. I am obsessed with Law & Order SVU. Like, Cody knows this. I text him and try to get him to watch this show at least once a day. I am obsessed with this show because Mariska Hargitay is the queen of television, in my opinion. This is the greatest television show. I'm obsessed. I can't stop watching it. I've seen them all at least like 5 times, I think. It's bad.
Wow.
It's a real addiction here. Oh, last night, you know, Cody, I was talking to Scotia last night, and I got Scotia to agree to watch all of them from the beginning, the very first one on Hulu with me. I am so excited. We're going to watch them all together. There's 340 of them. So if you don't hear from me for a while, that's what I've been doing.
That's going to take a while. Yeah, it's going to take a while.
But, you know, I'll stop acting like a fool now. The chat room is broken. The chat room is not there. What happened to it, Cody?
I'm in the chat room, and so are you, Travis. So.
Well, I can't see anyone.
It broke down when I tried to get in it, so.
Yeah, I logged in and it broke down, and now the little window is not there anymore.
Huh. I have no idea.
Is Jan in the chat room? Because she's tweeting us. Or she retweeted me, so I was wondering.
I don't see her.
I can't even
see Travis, we've only got about 40 seconds. So I wanted to thank you again for doing this today. And you have like I said at the start of the show, you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come on, and I'd love to have you back.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks so much for having me on, and I wish you guys nothing but the best, and I know you have a full week next week, so best of luck with that. And I, just for anyone that's listening, Tuesday night I have Brian, who runs his Dazed of Our Lives page. He's going to be on my show at 8:30 on Gabtown Divas. Brandon, who runs Sale and Spectators, and hopefully his friend Dana, or our friend Dana, who runs the same page, they're going to be on my show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And Wednesday night, I have Samantha, who runs Days of Our Lives Videos. They're going to be on my show at 8:30 p.m. East, 8:30. And then you can find me on Twitter at TravisNetto2. Actually, now it's Gaptown Diva Host, sorry. And you can find me on Facebook and on, so yeah, Facebook and Twitter. So Twitter, at
yep,
Gaptown Diva
absolutely.
Host.
Absolutely.
Awesome. We're like the three musketeers.
Yep.
That's our
That's
new
right.
name.
I thank you, Travis.
That's what we're going to be from now on.
I'll be talking to you later on Twitter, okay, Travis?
Sounds good. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye. All right,
bud. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I told you at you the door, Travis, didn't I?
Yes, that was lots of fun. Okay, I'm going to do my announcement reel really fast, just see if I
yeah.
can do them all and not forget one. Okay, so number one, Tuesday night, Zachary Garrett, who plays Levi, some weird last name that I don't remember, on General Hospital. He's going to be on at 6
p.m. Did they
even
give him a last name? I don't remember.
Yeah, they said it on, like, the other day when he was mad, but it was something weird, and
oh.
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember, but anyway.
And then Friday, well, we may have another show in there somewhere. We're not sure yet. Yeah, Friday we're doing our GH show,
mm-hmm.
our regular show, 6 p.m., and then Saturday we hopefully have more guests, more radio hosts, which would be awesome. That would be at 6, probably. Then
yeah.
after that, we have, so far we just have Jay Harlow on Thursday the 15th. And then one
yep.
more disclaimer. Everybody needs to tune into General Hospital next week because the nurse's ball starts.
Nurse's ball starting.
Technically starts on Thursday, the 8th, but they start getting ready and everything on the 7th, so it'll be interesting to see, and I've been seeing floating around that there will be a surprise guest that shows, or several surprise guests that show up to the nurse's ball, and I'm just going to call it here now in public. Jax is going to come back. I'm totally calling Jax and Jocelyn at the nurse's ball to surprise Carly. Hopefully that happens because I love Carly. But anyway, not the point.
Mm-hmm.
So nurse's ball next week, it ends on the Monday the 13th. Well, technically Tuesday the 14th because, you know, so
right.
many days are really long. And then
right.
let me make sure there's no more news that I'm missing really fast.
Except days are more than 24
internet.
Hours sometimes.
Yeah. Their days are like a week long most of the time.
Yeah. Except days are more than 24 hours sometimes.
After a while, sometimes I get really bored of what they're wearing and I'm like, can you go change clothes, please?
Absolutely.
Like, that's so me, but I'm so fashionista. Oh, disclaimer while I'm waiting for this page to load is I know that I did this last night on the show, but Laura Wright looked amazing yesterday, so I'm going to say it again just because I love her and her dress was adorable. And Laura, I love you. Carly is my favorite, as we all know. Okay, let me make sure there's no more. Okay, word has it that Serena Baldwin, originally played by Carly Schroeder on Poor Charles, well, yeah, she was originally about her. Serena will begin. Oh my gosh, I can't breathe. I'm so sorry. Serena, Christina, and Sophia. Ooh, Sophia is the Mexican female casting call. All begin taping the week of May 5th. And there's a possibility that Serena will be played by the original actress Carly Schroeder because they've cast Christina and Serena. But the only
mm-hmm.
actress we've heard about is the one playing Christina, and her name is Lisa Lewell.
Yeah.
So we don't know who's going to be playing Serena yet, so the rumor is that it's going to be Carly Schroeder, the original.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm reading. And then, as previously mentioned, Murray Spinar will most likely be taking off 8 to 12 weeks during the summer. It will depend upon ongoing screen story. And Sonola Hughes will also be part off screen for part of the summer. There is expectation that Jax will return for a little while soon, a couple months. And there's some gossip that we may learn why Robin has refused to come home to Patrick. And early this summer, we may be able to see Kimberly McCullough really short term again, you know, just to come back and clear things up, I guess, and then leave.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. So this is all in Rumorville, and I'm just trying to, like, get all the word out so we can all discuss this on Twitter, whatever. So, and it says, there are some vague rumors that a big surprise guest performance will happen at the nurse's ball, and it supposedly involves a character from the past. And the only thing I can think of to go here would be, like, Springfield / Noah Drace, because that happened last
mm-hmm.
year. But that wasn't a surprise, so I'm trying to, like, think of possibilities of a huge surprise guest, and I can't really think of any of them. So I'm not sure. And then at the bottom, it just says, it doesn't have names, it just says, it looks like the soap swapping of actors is not over yet. So I'm not sure exactly what that means, because there's no names, it's very vague. But Yeah,
wow.
So everybody, you can't really hear us right now because we're not streaming, but you can hear us in
we're
the
on
archive. And if you, yeah, if you hear all this, guys, let me know what you guys think because I can't think of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
It says also Nina is expected to connect with a much bigger umbrella story that will run through fall, this fall, and then the beginning of 2015. And it ties characters between NYC and Fort Charles, and this is a deliberate thing. So that's good to know. I like rumors. I really like them because a lot of times they're, like, true and, like, they lead to good things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping for Jax because I love Jax. Well, not really, but I love Jax and Carly. So.
Yeah.
And he has Carly's kids, so that would be nice if he could come back and, you know, whatever.
I'm going to text you something after the show.
All right, cool. Also, I forgot what I was going to say. I really thought I had something important to... Let me scroll down and see if there's anything else, because I don't want to end the show right now, because we still have 10 minutes, and that would be boring. Why waste time when we can keep talking? Oh, they released the Nurse's Ball logo, as you guys probably saw on Ron's Twitter, and it's, like, the red ribbon. And this year, instead of having, like, the little red thing streaming behind it, it has, like, a little rainbow thing. It's really pretty. And, yeah, so they released the Nurse's Ball logo. And
yeah,
they've been tweeting some spoiler pictures, which is awesome.
Did you see that picture of Magic Mallow Part 2? I think it was Mark Anthony Samuel, Chad Dill.
No, but I just cannot wait.
Drew Cheatwood, Ryan Peasy.
Oh, praise the Lord in heaven. Ryan.
I think it's who it was.
Wait, maybe
I couldn't really...
Oh, there's more spoiler pictures out. Wait, yay. Okay, so there's a picture of Molly and TJ, but you can't see her dress. There's a picture of Lynn Herring, and she's wearing a really pretty dress. Then there's a pic of Dante and Lulu. And then there's a picture. Let me see who all is in this picture. Oh, it looks like Kristen Alderson's going to be performing because she's in performance wear. And then there's this is weird. This picture's very strange. I've never seen this actress. I don't know who she is, but she's really gorgeous, and she's wearing a really long dress, so she'll be on the show, but we're not sure who she is. We have Kelly Monaco in this picture, Skiffs, and she's wearing, like, a black dress. And then we have Maxie and Lulu in matching outfits, and Maxie has hair extensions, like, really long ones, which is, looks different. So it looks like this whole group is all kind of performing together because they're all matching, so that would be really cool.
For the Magic Mallow Part 2, there were six people. It was Mark Anthony Samuel, Ryan Carnes, who plays Lucas, Ryan Peasy, Drew Cheatwood, Chad Dole, and I couldn't really make out the sixth one. So
there's a picture here of Lisa Leicester and Maurice Bernard in dressed up for the ball. I think I can see Kelly Sebald in the background next to Brad, and she's wearing purple. I love the dresses.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part. And then there's this picture with all of the cast, like I just told you who's in it. And then the dude that plays Levi is in a suit, a tux with flip-flops, of course.
Wow.
And then there, behind the thing, there's like a Yoplait ad. It's like they're like product placing that. And there's pictures of Dante and Lulu, and, like, I really just, and they're so good. When they're taking all these pictures, they're not, like, getting the surprise people in them, and it's bothering me.
Right.
Because I'm like, I wish somebody would take a careless photo.
Absolutely.
Jordan and Sean go together, it looks like. I can't wait. I wish they, I see somebody,
that would make sense.
I don't know who it is. Yeah, it says in the spoilers that they, like, rekindle their romance, which is not shocking because, you know, it's just not. Okay, I'm going to read these really fast Nurse's Ball spoilers. Okay. Week of May 12th, Nurse's Ball continues with unexpected guest arrivals and some uplifting performances. New and former loves are all rekindled. 5:13, Nurse's Ball comes to an end and some residents leave heartbroken. 5:14, Anna and Duke have some romance at the ball. Sean and Jordan recall their past relationship and Alexis asks Julian to leave the mob. And then that's the end of the Nurse's Ball. Sonny pleads to get into Olivia's good graces, you know, the usual.
Absolutely.
Olivia figured out that Sonny slept with Ava. That's awesome, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah,
finally.
Well, I can't wait for the Nurse's Ball. This is my favorite time of year.
Yep.
So, I'm really excited. I'm going to do, guys, send me ideas on Twitter because I'm going to do some Nurse's Ball-themed nails because you guys know I love nail art. Send me some ideas of what you think I should do or, you know, whatever you think, or send me some pictures, whatever you like. give me some inspiration so I can have some awesome nurses' balls and nails, because I'm probably going to do it twice, once on the week, and then, you know, so, you know, that was a random Emily moment, but I love nail art, so, yeah. So I'm going to try some nurses' ball nails.
Wow.
So, it's going to be a fun week next week. We're going to have lots to talk about on our show next Friday, because nurses' ball.
Nurses' ball coming up, yep,
also,
absolutely.
Also, I want to put this out in a public forum. I cried 3 times in the nurses' ball last year, so we're going to see if I can top that this year. Because last year, okay, I'm going to tell you guys what I cried at, and you can't make fun of me. Okay, I cried when Duke and Anna decided they were going to link together and stuff, and he was, like, giving her that long speech about how he loved her. It was just so cute, and I started crying, and then they kissed, and I was so happy. And then I cried during, during the Frisco Felicia thing where he was proposing and singing to her, because that was their song, and it made me really sad because Jack and Christina were like a real life couple and they split up, unfortunately. So they always get me emotional just because I know their like story and stuff. And then the other thing was the final performance where they started singing and they all the whole cast was together. That just, you know, whatever. So I'm gonna see if I cry more times or less times this year. Right?
But that final performance broke me.
It didn't make me cry as much as the Frisco Felicia thing did, because that was like the cliffhanger, and I was really expecting them to like get back together because I love them. And they're so classic, and then it didn't happen, and then I was really depressed. So, we have 3 minutes,
anyway.
So I'll shut up now. I have talked so much. Oh, also, this is really weird and random, but I'm going to share it anyway, and I know that you want me to shut up, but I'm going to keep talking. Because I don't really get this. I enjoy this a lot. So earlier I was, like, putting my makeup on my face because, you know, that's a normal thing to do. My face, like, started breaking out really bad, and now I have, like, this really weird rash. And, yeah, my eyes are burning really bad, and I'm all, like, sick and stuff. It's really awesome.
Wow.
So, yeah, it sucks really bad. I got sick from my makeup, and I use it all the time. So, yeah, everyone. Whoever wants to make fun of me, you guys can go ahead and do that on Twitter if you'd like.
Hey,
anyways, I'll shut up now.
I have to go, so I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right, cool. Text me what you were going to tell me.
I'll text you later.
All right, cool. Bye. Bye, everyone.
All right, bye. I hope you guys enjoyed a Travis of a Gibbtown Davis. Travis is honestly one of my dearest friends in the radio world. As we said, next week is going to be a big show with Zachary Garrett on Tuesday. And our regular GH show on Friday. And also, as I've said a few times, I'm so excited to be having Jade Harlow on the show on the 15th. You guys will absolutely adore Jade as much as I do. Trust me on this one. I think that's it, so I'm going to end the episode here. You've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.